to our brand of football. We welcome you to our game. We invite you to enjoy the all-access pass that gives you freedom to go places that other leagues have determined to be off-limits. So to our worldwide television audience, to fans all over North America, to fans here in Las Vegas, on behalf of the players, we simply say thank you. Thank you for the privilege of competing before you here tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the XFL.
Yeah, baby, this is the XFL, and this is the Birds in the Berg Football Podcast. I am your host, Fred Halbig. Joining me as always, Jay, what's up, dude?
Still one of the greatest introductions in the history of anything.
Oh, it's hilarious.
I love it. So good. I really wish he would have did it this weekend.
I needed to see it. Now, this league's going to fold faster than the last one because he did not do that.
Man. Yeah, it gives me goosebumps just listening to this.
Yeah, big opening weekend for the XFL. We'll start off there and just talk about that a little bit. What did you think of the first weekend, the new rules, anything that caught your eye? What did you like about it, dislikes, anything like that?
Man, overall, I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, the play on the field was better than expected. A little hiccups there and there from some quarterbacks, but you're going to have that in a minor league team. But other than that, man, it was really good football.
I would not call it really good football, but it was a different form of football. I enjoyed some of the new rules. I enjoyed the new kickoffs. I saw a stat today that said like 94.6% of the kickoffs were returned in the opening weekend of the XFL compared to only like to 30% in the NFL. They limited the high impact collisions, and it still looked like a kickoff return. And I thought that was an exciting part of the game. I enjoyed the quickness of the game, the 25-second play clock, getting stuff moving. I don't know, man. Like you said, I enjoyed it overall. I didn't think it was good football.
I thought there was some good plays in there. I think it's going to be better.
It'll get better.
What a lot of people expect.
These guys need more playing times, and this is where they're going to get it. You know, they're all trying to get back to the NFL. I will say I do think they need some star power of some kind.
Yeah.
I don't know where they'll get it. Maybe not this first year, but if they can make it into year two, if they can lure some of these like college sophomores away for a year, give them an opportunity, that might make it a little bit more interesting. You might get some star power that way. But I think if they can get some star power, eventually it's something that quite possibly could stick. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And like you said, man, the kickoff thing at first was a little weird. I really enjoyed it. I think the only thing that I really don't like is the sideline, like when the players are coming off and they have the mic right in their face.
Hey, that's how we got that one guy.
We got our first
screaming fuck on live TV or whatever. So I kind of dig it. I'd like to see some more.
It was weird.
I thought it was funny, though, is that you didn't see it as much on Sunday, I feel like.
No, guys were coming
right off the field. You saw them interviewing, like, you know, a quarterback here and there on the sideline, asking them what's going on. But you didn't, like, they interviewed that guy who just committed a personal foul. It's like, I'm trying to do my fucking job.
The only crazy thing you saw was Pat McAfee wanting to kill a gunner on a punt team.
Yes.
That was about it.
One of the best punts in professional football history. Another thing I noticed about the league that I hope they kind of push for either next year or if they expand teams is teams playing in smaller stadiums compared to like the big NFL stadiums.
Yeah.
The DC Defenders, they're going to be the XFL champions this year.
Not even close.
Play in that Audi Stadium or whatever in D.C. It's a soccer. It's for D.C. Yeah. United soccer team. And there was only like 17,000 people there. But that place seemed like it was rocking. You know, it was like right on top of the field. They were all compact in there compared to the shitty team from New York who was playing in MetLife Stadium. And it seemed like nobody was there, which I'm not surprised because Matt McGloin is terrible.
You better be talking about the Giants or the Jets because you're not talking about my New York Guardians.
Yeah, we'll find out this weekend, bro.
Oh, yeah.
The Defenders and Guardians.
Saturday, 2 o'clock. Let's go.
The Guardians and the Defenders.
At least we got the names
square
right.
Square off. Yeah, I know. I'm trying. I thought I messed that up. Square off this Saturday for some serious XFL action.
Oh, but, yeah.
But overall, I thought it was enjoyable. I hope they keep up, you know. Just keep it going. It's nice to have a little football in the spring. It's nice to see these guys get an opportunity to play, like Cardale Jones, the quarterback for the D.C. team. You know, I'm a Ohio State fan, so I got to see him win a national championship. Never panned out in the NFL, but it's cool to see him play football again. Anything else on the XFL?
No, man. No. Like I said, I enjoyed it, man. Hopefully they can continue it in the next week. Don't want to see a big dip. What were they at, like 3 million viewers? Per game.
Yeah, around there, yeah. And yeah, around so it was 17 to 18,000 people in attendance.
Yeah, so it was a really good week one for them. So let's just see if they can continue it in the next week.
That's how you'll know if it's going to stay because you saw the AAF and you saw the XFL back 20 years ago. Huge opening weekends, and then everything seems to die off after that. So we'll see here shortly if they can keep going.
Yeah.
All right, and I know we're going to touch on something with the Eagles and Steelers real quick. We're not going to really get into it today because we have a long podcast here, and I know Jay's working. He can't take that long of a break here. They hired new coaches. The Eagles finally figured out their offensive coordinator situation. They didn't hire an offensive coordinator, but they hired several guys to basically be, you know, an offensive coordinator. They also hired their wide receivers coach, and they made a bunch of changes within the health area of the team and in the front office, but we'll get into that more next week. And Jay, I believe the Steelers hired a wide receivers coach.
Yeah, they hired Brian McClendon. He was an assistant head coach at South Carolina last year. His history, like Fred said, we'll go into it next week because this is kind of a weird hire, and I want to delve into it a little deeper. So,
all right, cool. So, with that being said, we are now going to get into our bold predictions. If you guys have been listening to the podcast for the entire year, me and Jay made predictions for each team, what we thought their record would be, where they would stand, and then also we had a bold prediction for each one of those teams. So if you're stuck with us this entire time, thank you, and now you guys are about to find out that we don't know shit about football.
No, this is going to be a fun one, man.
And, so if you know, you stuck with us. Hopefully you stick with us after you find out that we're just a bunch of retards talking about football. So, all right, we're going to start in the AFC, and we're going to start in the AFC West. Jay, do you want to start first? We'll go with the Broncos.
All right, yeah, we can start there. So,
what did you have their record as?
Yeah, so for Denver, I had them going 6-10.
Yeah, Denver going 6-10. Yeah, all right.
And they finished 7-9 on the year.
7-9, not bad. Yeah, I had them going 6-10 as well. 7-9, so not too far off. What was your bold prediction for them?
So I actually had this was a hard team to pick something for, but I had their rookie tight end Noah Fant going for 800 plus yards and 12 receiving touchdowns.
And
pretty close. 562 yards receiving and 3 touchdowns.
No, not close at all, but good try, Jay. Wrong.
Yeah, wrong.
All right. I had what I have written down here is that Elway sucks again at evaluating QBs, and Flacco and Drew Lock both suck. Flacco 100% sucked this
awful
year.
Yeah.
And I can't really say much about Lock. He was hurt most of the year, and when he came in towards the end of the year, he started the last few games. He actually showed some promise there. Look, so the jury's still out on that one. But Elway definitely is a sketchy evaluator of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll move on to the Chiefs. The Chiefs, I had a prediction of 12-4, and they finished 12-4.
Ooh, look at you.
Yeah.
I had them going 11-5, and they finished 12-4.
All right, my bold prediction for them. Andy Reid does not choke this time and finally makes it to the Super Bowl.
Ooh.
Holy shit.
That was a good one. Okay.
Got that one.
You didn't say win it, but you said gets to the Super Bowl. So.
I had the Eagles winning the Super Bowl, so I still believe that's going to happen. We're going to get a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl sometime in the next couple years.
Yeah, okay. So I had Mahomes throwing less than 30 touchdowns but 10-plus interceptions. He threw 26, so I was right there, but 5 interceptions.
Okay. So, well, he also was injured for a few games. He definitely would have been over 30. Couple. So, hey, still called it, though.
Yeah, in those few games, you could also throw 5 more interceptions. So, hey, you never know.
I'll let you brag about this next one. We're going to talk about the Oakland, now the Las Vegas Raiders. I know you had a good prediction for this one. It's going to make you look like a goddamn genius.
You called me a hater, bro. You
were
me
a hater, and you lucked out with this one.
It's not luck. All right.
What did you have their record as?
So the record, I had them going 8-8. They finished 7-9.
Yeah, I had them 9-7. They finished 7-9. And, of course, your bold prediction.
Well, I had a two-parter here. Derek Carr throws less than 22 touchdowns. He threw 21. So I get them right. And AB blows up on the team. And AB was cut in preseason. So,
wow.
Man, I'm good.
Whew. That purely came out of hatred because he flaked out on the Steelers. You had no idea it was going to be as bad as
he's
it
a
was.
Crazy person.
But you had no idea.
But you knew he was a crazy
full of
person.
Shit. You were just mad. And it lucked out. Oh. My bold prediction for the Raiders was I had them making the playoffs. And it was close.
Yep.
They had a shot. They were still in it to week 17. And if all that shit with AB didn't happen, they were 100% going to the playoffs. All right. Last team in the AFC West is the San Diego Chargers. I don't care. San Diego Chargers. Because they got no fans up there in L.A. I had them winning 13 games this year.
Oof.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah.
What'd you have them winning?
I had them at 12-4.
Yeah, they went 5-11. So my bold prediction was they won 13 games but losing the first round of the playoffs. Didn't have to worry about that because they didn't even make the playoffs.
No. I actually had them as ranked the best defense in the league.
Wow.
And they came in at 6th.
Well, not too bad.
Not
better
awful.
Than what I thought they'd be.
Not awful.
All right. We're going to move on to the AFC South now. Okay. And we'll start with the Colts. I predicted the Colts to go 13-3. What'd you have them as?
12-4.
All right. They went 7-9.
Man.
My bold prediction didn't even make it through training camp. I had Andrew Luck throws 45 plus touchdowns and the Colts are the number one seed.
How many touchdowns did he throw?
Exactly 0.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, bad year for Andrew Luck. Let's see if he can bounce back.
This one is just as bad. I had T.Y. Hilton leading the league in receiving.
And he had
501 yards receiving.
Oh, he was hurt a lot. So,
still,
if he didn't miss those games, he would have put up another 1,200 yards and led the NFL.
501 to lead the league, he would have had to have missed 13 games.
Yes,
because that's right. Just man.
All right, next team's the Texans. What did you have their record as?
So the Texans, I had them at 6-10.
I had them at 8-8, and they went 10-6 and won the division.
Yeah,
bold prediction.
I had Deshaun Watson playing less than 10 games. He started 15.
And only didn't play the last week because they already clinched.
Because they were in the
seed. Yes. I had Bill O'Brien fired midseason. In actuality, Bill O'Brien had everybody else fired, and he is now general manager and head coach of the Texans. Yeah. So he has more power than ever, even though I had him. Even though he's a terrible coach, I'll say that.
Yeah.
He's a terrible coach.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll move on to the Jacksonville Jaguars. I had them finishing at 8-8 this season. You?
Okay. I had them at 9-7.
9-7, and they finished 6-10. Mm. Ooh, bold prediction does not work for me. Folds leads them to the playoffs. Barely even played and was benched by a 6th-round rookie.
Yeah, Gardner Minshew, baby.
Yes.
Yeah. I had Fournette having a big year this year with 1,200-plus rushing yards. He finished with 1,152.
All right. I'll give you that one. Yeah, I'll give you that one. He had a big bounce-back year there.
Oh, yeah.
And then we'll end with the Tennessee Titans. I had them going 7-9.
I had them going 4-12.
4-12. They actually finished 9-7 and went to the AFC championship game.
They knocked out two of the bigger teams in the AFC playoffs, too. So
yeah, crazy. I think we both had a similar bold prediction for them. I had Mariota will be benched for Tannehill.
Okay. Yeah, so I had Tannehill as a starter by week 9.
And he was starter by?
Week 7.
Week 7. All right, so we both got that one right. Not too bad. We got a couple right here. I don't feel so bad.
Oh, don't worry. They're coming.
All right, for real. We'll go to the AFC East, and we'll finish up with the AFC North so you can do the Steelers last. Okay. The AFC Patriots, I had them going 10-6.
I had them going 10-6 also.
They went 12-4 because they play in a cupcake division.
Man, we called this right the whole way. This was
my proudest bold prediction. The Patriots lose in the wild card round.
Yep.
And they, in fact, lost in the wild card round.
Tennessee Titans.
Boom.
That's a good – yeah.
Yeah.
I got one.
We'll move on to the Dolphins. 4-12. I had them.
8-8.
And eight, they finished. Oh, you were high on the Dolphins.
we get to the bold prediction part of this one.
They finished 5-11, so one game better than I thought. My bold prediction for them will be they will sweep the Patriots this season. Although that did not happen, they did beat them the final game of the year, which knocked them out of a first round bye.
Oh, that's right. Put them in the wild card. That's right.
And basically, got the Chiefs a Super Bowl by getting them a bye and home field after the Ravens.
Man.
So, yeah.
So I had Rosen being the starter by week 2, if not starting the season, and leads the Dolphins to the wild card. He started 3 games, was benched, and they missed the playoffs.
Oof.
So,
rough.
That was a bad one.
All right, we'll go New York Jets then. I had them finishing 8-8.
8-8 also.
All right. They actually went 7-9, which is better than what I thought, considering
we picked them to go 8-8.
Just they had a really bad offense. I thought they'd be one of the worst.
Well, they have the best running back in the history of the NFL. So
true. And he'll be in the Steelers uniform again this offseason or this coming season. All right. My bold prediction for them was Sam Darnold has better stats than Tom Brady. In 13 games, he completed almost 62% of his passes for a little over 3,000 yards, 19 touchdowns, and like 11 or 12 interceptions. Brady, in 16 games, had just over 4,000 yards, completed 61% with 24 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. So, close. If he didn't get mono from –
oh, I forgot.
Something and missing like 4-3 games. You never know, man.
Yeah.
It was a close one. Right. A little closer than I thought.
Okay. I had Lev Bell with less than 1,000 yards rushing on the year, 789.
Yeah, called that one.
Yep. Once again,
he'll look a lot better behind the Steelers line in 2020. All right, and then we'll finish up with the Buffalo Bills. I had them at 8-8 as well.
5-10.
5-10. They were a surprise team this year. Finished 10-6. Josh Allen had a bounce back year, so to speak, or I guess he didn't have a sophomore slump. My bold prediction for him was he would have 10 plus rushing touchdowns, and he finished the season with 9.
Ooh, okay. I'll give you that.
Just missed that.
That's a good one. Yeah. I like that. LeSean McCoy has a bounce back year. 1,700 yards from scrimmage.
Oof. Yeah, for the Bills.
He had 600 yards from scrimmage, but he was cut from the team before the season started and now plays for the Chiefs.
Well, there you go. And was inactive in the Super Bowl.
Inactive, yes. Oof.
All right. We'll finish up the AFC here with the AFC North. I'll start off with the Bengals. I had them going 5-11.
Cincinnati had them 7-9.
And they won two games all year.
Yep.
Number one pick. They won the Joe Burrow sweepstakes. I had Joe Mixon leading the AFC in rushing. And he, although he did have a decent year, you said he had like 1,100 yards. There was about four or five AFC running backs ahead of him.
Okay. I had Dalton with 4,000 plus yards passing and Mixon with 1,700 yards from scrimmage. Dalton finished with 3,494 and Mixon finished with 1,424 all yards from scrimmage. So
not too bad.
No, you, not bad years.
For half them. Decent years for them, only winning two games.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Cleveland. I had them going 11-5.
Wow. I had them at 9-7. And I have a note here. I bought into Fred's hype. No. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's the note I had written down.
You're an idiot. don't put this shit on me.
Ugh.
Yes, we each had them winning records. They finished 6-10 and looked atrocious.
Yeah, we both had them in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, well, my bold prediction was I had them in the AFC Championship.
Oh, man.
That did not happen.
Man, I had them winning 9 games wild card team.
Oof. All right.
Yeah.
Next one, Baltimore Ravens. I believe we're both wrong on this one again. I had them going 7-9.
Yeah, I had them 8-8.
Yep, they went 14-2.
Yeah, and they lost in the first round of the playoffs. True. So suck it.
Yes. I nailed this bold prediction. I had Lamar Jackson will rush for over 1,000 yards and break Vic's rushing record for a quarterback. Wow. Nailed it.
Yes, you did. I had him throwing less than 20 touchdowns and more than 10 interceptions. He threw 36 touchdowns and 6 interceptions.
Yeah, came out of nowhere. MVP of the league. We'll see what he can do in year 3 then.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to your Pittsburgh Steelers. I had them finishing 8-8.
I had them 11-5.
And they finished?
8-8.
8-8. For many reasons. One of them being that they had a guy named Duck Hodges starting the majority of their games at quarterback. Bold prediction for the Steelers was I had TJ Watt leads the NFL in sacks. Although he did have an amazing year with 14.5 sacks, he was still 5 short of the lead in sacks. So,
yeah. I had the Steelers leading the NFL in defensive takeaways and Devin Bush winning Defensive Rookie of the Year.
You nailed the one.
They did finish with takeaways with 38. Devin Bush finished 3rd in voting for Rookie of the Year.
Wow. All right. So not too bad. But we, you know.
No. I think the NFC is where it really starts to shit the bed. So.
All right. Do we have time to do that tonight?
Yeah, we're good.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, then we'll start out in the NFC West with the Arizona Cardinals. I had them going 4-12.
4-12 also.
All right, and they actually went 5-10-1.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Then the Cardinals, my bold prediction for them was I was all on that hype train with Cliff Kingsbury. I had them a top 5 offense in the league, and they were 21st and weren't that great. So,
wow. Wow. I had David Johnson with a big bounce back year for them, 1,400 rushing yards and 12 touchdowns.
How'd that go?
The year with 345 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns.
Ooh, I heard there's rumors about him being traded or released.
Yeah, man.
Did not look good.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to the Los Angeles Rams. I had them going 8-8.
I had them at 10-6.
They finished 9-7 on the year. Mm-hmm. My bold prediction was they would miss the playoffs, Super Bowl hangover. Although they had a winning record, they did miss the playoffs. So
yeah, that was a good call on you. You were really low on them going into the season. I had Aaron Donald breaking the sack record by 3, so that would have gave him 25.5 sacks on the year.
Yeah,
he finished with 12.5.
Not bad still.
It's not a bad year, but it's not.
No, it's not what he was doing. All right, we'll move on to the San Francisco 49ers. Oh, yeah, I was wet off.
This is so bad.
I had them going 7-9.
I had them at 8-8.
They won 13 games this year.
Yeah, I think they made it pretty far in the playoffs, too.
Yeah, they lucked out. I did not believe in them all year. Obviously, I was right because they lost in the Super Bowl.
Don't trust Jimmy G.
My bold prediction is that they suck again and that John Lynch will resign halfway through the NFL season. And they made it to the Super Bowl. So
yeah, you think yours is bad?
Oh, I know this one.
Jerick McKinnon leads the backfield, 1,000 rushing yards, 800 receiving yards.
How many games did he play this year?
Zero. Placed on IR before the season started.
I told you never trust that man.
God damn it, man.
All right, we'll finish the NFC West with the Seattle Seahawks. I predicted they would go 11-5.
9-7.
And they went 11-5.
That was a very good call by you.
My bold prediction, though, was they would easily win the division with a top three defense. They actually had a bad defense this year, and they came in second. So they didn't do either.
Yep. Mine was I thought they would have a bottom seven defense.
Yeah.
And they finished 26th ranked, which is the seventh worst.
There you go.
Very bad for that defense.
Yeah. Called that one.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to move on to the NFC South.
Yep.
We'll start with the Saints. All right, where am I at here? NFC, I had the Saints finishing 8-8.
Oof. I had them at 12-4.
12-4? Well, they were 13-3. You were close. Even with Drew Brees missing like five games this year.
Yeah, man.
My bold prediction.
Bridgewater some money in this offseason.
My bold prediction was Drew Brees regresses and they missed the playoffs. Obviously, Brees did not really regress. And they won 13 games, although they did lose their first round matchup. So
yeah. I had Drew Brees retiring after the season.
He's contemplating it.
Still pending. So
still
we'll see.
Pending. All right, we'll move on to the Atlanta Falcons. This was my NFC champ, one of my NFC championship teams.
Wow.
Had them going 12-4.
I had them at 9-7.
They finished 7-9.
Yeah.
All right.
Not a great year.
Yeah. Obviously, my bold prediction was I had them winning 12 games and being in the NFC championship.
Okay. I had Julio and Calvin both going over 1,000 yards receiving. Julio finished with 1,394, and Calvin Ridley finished with 866.
Close. All right. So, but close doesn't count.
Wrong. No.
we'll move on to the Carolina Panthers next.
Speaking of close.
Yes. This is another one I'm proud of. I had them finishing 11-5.
I had them at 10-6.
All right. Well, flip my record, and they finished 5-11. Bad year. Cam obviously injured the entire year. A lot of changes going on in Carolina now, but I believe our bold prediction was Christian McCaffrey breaks the scrimmage yard record of 2,509. Jay, what did he finish with?
He finished at 2,392.
Oh,
yeah.
So close, man. Listen, and the only reason he didn't break that damn record is because they had bum-ass quarterbacks playing the last half of the year, and so they were able to key in on him. But he had a huge year, one of the best running backs in the league.
Yeah, I also had him winning MVP.
Hey, no respect, man. No respect.
It's a shame.
For the white running backs. All right, we'll finish up with the Buccaneers in the NFC South. I had them going 5-11.
I had them at 8-8.
They finished 7-9.
Surprisingly.
Now, I think me and your prediction comes with a little bit of an asterisk here, or at least a little bit of a discussion. My bold prediction was Jameis becomes a legit franchise QB.
Oof.
What was yours?
I had him going for he returns to form. Bruce Arians helps him return to form from how he's playing earlier in his career. 4,000-plus yards on a year.
Okay.
And he finished with 5,109. 33 touchdowns.
All right. Hey, stop right there.
Okay.
That sounds like a legit franchise QB to me.
33 touchdowns with 5,000 plus?
Take that any day.
Hold on. I got something else here.
What else he do?
That can't be. 30 interceptions?
God damn it. Jameis Winston became the first 30-30 QB in NFL history.
I don't know how that's possible.
Because he sucks.
Oh.
God damn it. All right. Well, we'll move on to the NFC North after that one then.
Yes, sir.
We'll start with the Bears. I had the Bears going 6-10.
I had them at 10-6.
All right. They finished 8-8, right in the middle of that.
Right in the middle.
I said they would be picking in the top 10 in the 2020 draft. Obviously, I forgot they did not even have a first-round pick. It wouldn't have mattered anyway. I believe they would have been the 19th pick in the draft this year. So,
okay.
The Bears suck. Trubisky sucks, but they won a few more games than what I thought.
Yeah. I had David Montgomery leading their backfield with 1,000 yards rushing, offensive rookie of the year. He finished the year with 889. Not bad, but he did not win rookie of the year.
Yeah, you were heavy on running backs, bro.
Yeah.
You thought they were going to win every award. Running backs sweeping the awards at the NFL. All right, we'll move on to the Vikings. Next, I had them 10-6.
10-6 also.
They finished 10-6. So we both got that one right. I had Kirk Cousins proves he's worth the money, wins the division. He did not win the division, but Kurt had a really good year.
Yes, he did.
And I think he proved that he was worth that money, and he's a franchise QB.
No, no. I had Dalvin Cook rushing for 1,200 yards, finished with 1,135.
Big, and he missed a game or two here at the end of the season. So
yes.
I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
All right, we'll move on to Green Bay. I had the Packers finishing 8-8.
Green Bay, I had them at 8-8 also.
And they went 13-3. I have no idea how. They had to be the worst 13-3 team in the history of the NFL. My bold prediction was Rodgers regresses in the new offense, and they missed the playoffs again. They made the playoffs, but I would say Rodgers, this was not his best year.
No.
I know they were hurting at wide receiver. And they still won 13 games, but that was on the back of that defense. So,
yeah.
Rodgers might be on the other end of his career here.
He could be, but it wasn't an awful year for him. So, my bold prediction was I had him going for 4,500 passing yards. Okay. They still missed the playoffs, even though he has a good year. He ended up with, 4,002 yards with 4 interceptions.
So. Not too bad.
No, not a bad, not an awful year, but for him.
Not a Rodgers type year.
8-8. No, you don't want to see that.
All right. We've got the Lions next to finish up the NFC North. I had them going 6-10.
5-11.
All right. They finished 3-12-1. My bold prediction was they would have 3 receivers over 1,000 yards.
Wow.
Did not happen. Stafford got hurt. They had Galladay over 1,000 and nobody else. So that was a hard one to predict. I remember not really having a bold prediction for that.
Yeah, they're the Lions. They're a tough team. Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit about the Lions.
Yeah. So I had Matt Patricia fired after the season. Detroit missing the playoffs, last in the division. I got 2 of 3 right there.
Yep.
He is still the coach, but they missed the playoffs and finished last.
Patricia will be sticking around.
Yes, he will.
All right, last but not least, the NFC East.
Okay.
One of the worst divisions in the NFL this year. We'll start with the New York Football Giants. I had them going 3-13.
3-13 also.
They finished 4-12. So another bad year for the Giants. My bold prediction was Eli Manning would be benched by week 6. What was yours?
Eli would start the whole year.
And he was benched by week 3, I believe. Daniel Jones was in there playing. Yeah.
Yep. Started 12 games for them this year.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. Yes,
that's a bad one. Oof.
We'll move on to the team from Washington. I know Bilbo will enjoy that one. Refuse to say the name. I had them finishing 6-10.
Are you talking about the Defenders?
No.
Oh, no, baby. Okay.
That team actually wins. The Defenders win. They're a team to be proud of. If the Defenders win the XFL, they should replace the Redskins in the NFL. Dan Snyder should lose his team.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I had them 6-10.
6-10. I had 7-9.
They went 3-13. So, shitty year for the Skins again. I had Haskins winning the Rookie of the Year. It might have been a little Ohio State bias on my part. and he obviously did not win Rookie of the Year.
No, he did not.
It was terrible.
I had him starting the season. He did not. And I had him throwing less than 3,500 passing yards, and he threw 1,365.
Yeah, and he didn't start the season.
No.
So, all right, next up is the Dallas Cowboys. I had them going 9-7.
9-7 also.
They finished 8-8. Up and down year for the Cowboys. A lot of changes made after the season. Jason Garrett gets the boot. Dak Prescott contract still up in the air. Amari Cooper contract still up in the air. Going to lose some pieces on defense. But my bold prediction for them was Dak would throw for less than 3,000 yards and they would still make the playoffs. He obviously threw for almost 5,000 yards and they missed the playoffs. So.
Okay. I had a miss in the playoffs and Dak throws double-digit interceptions. Missed the playoffs and he threw 11.
There you go.
So I'll take it.
Good job on that one. And then we'll finish up with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, he let me down.
I had them going 13-3, bro.
12-4.
They went 9-7. Oof. Hey, if it wasn't for Nelson Aguilar's bum ass, they would have won 11 games with two drops.
Yeah.
So that would have been a lot better. My bold prediction would be Wentz would have an MVP-type season. He would stay healthy, and they would be in the NFC Championship. He stayed healthy the entire year until Jadeveon Clowney's cheap-ass hit that knocked him out of the wild card game. And if it wasn't for that, they would have went to the NFC Championship game.
Mm-hmm.
And Wentz did not have an MVP-type season.
No. I had him throw for 5,000-plus on the year. And he threw for, you know, the number?
A little over 4,000.
4,039.
Yeah. Listen, that's impressive still.
Oh, I'll take it. I mean, but it wasn't.
His receivers and skill position players stayed healthy, he would have went for over 5,000. And he also did that. He threw for those 4,000 yards without any wide receiver on that team having over 500 receiving yards. So.
Yeah.
He had a good year. Encouraging year. It was good to see him lead that team to the playoffs, even though he got knocked out, obviously, and he couldn't finish. But overall, not the type of season I thought they would have, looking back at it. So that was fun, though.
Yeah, I like it,
man. Those are bold predictions for the year. Looking back on it and seeing how everything played out, it was nice to see that we got a few right and we're not complete morons.
Yes.
But yeah, overall not too bad. So we'll wrap it up there. I know Jay's got to get back to work.
Oh yeah,
he's running late. Everybody knows where to find us. Next week we'll be back and we'll get into the things we talked about. We'll also get back up on our stay or go segment and start on the offenses for both the Eagles and the Steelers. Jay, anything else you want to say?
No, sir.
All right. Find us on Twitter, Facebook. Reach out to us. We'll get back to you. We'll mention you on the pod. But yeah, that's everything. Thank you for listening to the Birds on the Berg Football Podcast, and we'll catch you next week.